Chapter 1. The gentleman stepped into a small establishment along the canal with a parcel tucked under his arm and set down his cane, noticing a small amount of blood on his cuff from a short skirmish with a group of young Fool's Gang murderers. Pledge is hell-bent on gaining class by beating and demoralizing regular folk in the street. This blood did not happen to be that of the gentleman due to the provocative use of his cane and his ownership of reasonably good jiu-jitsu. He thought of his daughter, Aubrey, who he had taught how to fight as a young girl before she was removed when the gentleman was kidnapped by the De Medio cartel for indiscretions with the wife of Jefe Bandas. After torture and a here escape involving a rope and a knife and a bridge, his escape was made buffering speed with stealth through Mesoamerica until he reached a freighter and climbed an anchor chain using the thing meant to hang him around his neck. He sat in a corner seat and removed the somewhat damaged parchment from his arm, unfolding it carefully and setting his teetotum upon it to hold it down from wind or theft. Removing his jacket, he strode to the coat rack, noticing that there was more blood on him than just the cuff. Returning to his table, the gentleman regarded the establishment. This place did not have a sign above the door or the bar or the old cork stack of coasters he had seen upon the bar. It smelled of old books, candle wax, and polished wood, which only slightly masked the scent of fire and water damage, which must have occurred at some older era of the locale. Perhaps when the animals waged war against the wraiths years ago, before their neophytes took up their lead 5 years ago. The gentleman knew of the fathers and grandfathers who had passed their treatises down through the lineage over hundreds of years. This was a long American dynasty of the gangs before opportunistic tribes like the Hallows or Fool's Gang crept into the landscape. He noticed a small hand had been placed on his table, the source of which he lifted his gaze. "May I help you?" The source of the small hand laughed. "I'm supposed to ask you that question." She was a compact younger woman with dark eyes and midnight hair, earring a Shakuntas t-shirt with the sleeves rolled up, dangling cross earrings and an undeniable smirk. "What are you having?" "Ah, yes, I was a million miles away, lass. I will have a bullet, neat, a hemlock with a rock." And looking at his cuff, "and a glass of cold soda, if you would. No rush." She knocked on the table. "Coming right up, mister," and gingerly walked away. The gentleman looked back to the map. There were 5 coordinates he was trying to align in some way. An esoteric design which made landing points of research he had conducted with his landsword. Perhaps a bit of a scrap and a drop could ease the distasteful pall of his current mood. He diagnosed the coordinates and pulled a compass from the pocket of his wainscot and a note written on decayed brown paper. He placed the teetotum over the brown note and continued to survey the map. A small hand was placed upon his table. "Got your drinks," replied the young woman, somehow holding all 3 drinks in the hand which was not upon the table. "I don't want to mess up your map, so where should I put these?" "Set them in the seat next to me," he responded. The woman set down the drinks and stood there a moment eyeing the map and the gentleman. "Are you a geographer or something? Mind if I ask what you're working on with this map?" The gentleman fetched his glass of bullet from the seat next to him and looked at the young woman before answering. "I am more of a historian, if you will." The lady cocked her head. "A historian with a map? Interesting." She leaned over the table. "What are with all of these symbols? I recognize some of them. What type of map is this?" The gentleman took a drink of the unctuous liquid. "This is a map of time travel." The girl tittered. "This looks like a normal map, except it is all scratched up with symbols and writing." "I don't get it." The woman sat down next to him. The gentleman observed she wore a ring of woven triangles and sterling. "May I ask you a question, miss? That is, if you are really interested." The girl looked toward the bar. "It's slow, and I am interested." The gentleman waved his hand over the map. "Point to a place, and I will tell you a story." The girl leaned forward and seemed to make a slow estimation of the parchment. "All right, tell me about this place. The place with all of the red ink." The gentleman recoiled. Noticing, the young woman sighed. "Is that blood?" He hid his cuff slowly beneath the table. "I mean, the brown spots here and here," pointing to the map. "Is that dried blood?" The gentleman set down his bourbon and asked the young woman for his soda. I will not speak of that place. I would require much more bourbon and gin, and you are far too young and pretty to hear of tales from there. The girl blushed. Try another. As the gentleman cleaned his shirt, the girl responded with a ruminative tone. What about here? She pointed to a spot which had been illustrated with tents and guns. The gentleman asked for his gin and placed the soda on the seat beside him. Allow me to recount the story of the exploding bully. The girl wiggled. This sounds exciting. Exciting and extremely messy, responded the gentleman.